Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out our blog, where all the panelists are cats. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Kathy in Reno, Nevada.
Hey, how are things in Reno?
Cold and gray.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've heard it's the biggest little town in the world.
That's right. It is.
Well, welcome to the show, Kathy. Carl Castle now is going to read you three news-related limericks with that last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner.
Okay.
Here is your first limerick.
I've won bike races more than my quota. Though I win every race, I'm no gloater. They'd question my powers, and things might go sour. They'll notice my bike has a...
motor.
Right! Those poor professional bicycle racers. They train hard, they take HGH and steroids, they have their blood changed at clinics in Switzerland. And then along comes these cheaters. These little motors, they're called Gruber Assist motors. They're so small, they can be hidden inside the bike's tubes, giving assist to the person pedaling. Former pro David Cassani told the New York Times he knows cyclists are using these motors, but he didn't name names. Motor doping may have already spread to other sports. NFL players are using motorized footballs. Baseball umpires are using motorized eyeballs to blow calls. And did you ever wonder how Tiger Woods managed to do what he did? Did you ever? All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
That roach called my wine too acidic, and my pork loins he deemed an emetic. He eats mold out of jars, but my fridge gets no stars. Who'd have thought that a roach is a...
critic.
Right. If scientists at the University of London are to be believed, cockroaches are picky about what they eat and even recommend good food to each other. They release a, quote, foraging pheromone, which is the cockroach equivalent of 3 stars from Michelin. This scientist say explains why cockroaches are often seen in groups of 2 or more and why the most recent editions of the Zagat guides include anonymous quotes saying, garbage not sufficiently aged, or, quote, waiter a little too quick to stomp you. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
At the cage where the orangutans rumen, we get bored with the zoo's homely crewmen. So please make our day, put yourself on display. Apes have fun when observing a...
human.
Right. Scientists at Melbourne Zoo in Australia say that all this time we've been under the impression that we go to the zoo to see the orangutans, but actually the apes themselves think of us as a sort of rotating exhibition. We provide hours of uninterrupted entertainment for their benefit. The orangutans are like, look at that guy. He's so bald. Carl, how did Kathy do in our quiz?
Kathy, you are perfect. 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine. Congratulations.
Well done, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Let the monkey out, let the monkey out. Show the fools your song.